Good morning and welcome to Looking South on ICRT. I'm Eric Gao, and today we will be looking at Taiwan's business ties with India. To tell us about that, today we are joined by two guests from Century Development Corporation who will be sharing their projects there. We have Patrick Wu, CDC India Vice President, and his colleague Manoj Kriplani, CDC India Project Manager. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. This is Patrick.
So why did CDC set up its first project in India in Bangalore? Have there been some recent changes in the business environment in India that make it more appealing for foreign investors to consider this particular market?
See, before going to India, actually, we did quite a lot of survey. We analyzed and we did survey for a few cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Pune, Hyderabad, and also like other clusters. So based on our survey, we find that Bangalore will be our first point, which will be more suitable for all the foreign companies to have their base. The reasons are very prominent, like Bangalore is already a cosmopolitan city, well-known for the IT infrastructure, also known as the Silicon Valley of India. And the talent availability, if any foreign company going to India, the major concern is about the availability of the skilled labor workforce and the talent availability who can give these services to all these foreign companies. So keeping this in mind, the skilled workforce, talent availability, infrastructure, the weather, and the connectivity to other cities. So this Bangalore, we chose as the first city of our project.
Taiwan actually has a quite similar temperature and the weather as it is in Bangalore. And everywhere is full of the plantation, and we consider it a garden city. So for Taiwanese who locate their first project in India, Bangalore seems the best choice for everyone.
So in your opinions, why is the India market important to Taiwanese companies?
India has already taken the lead in terms of the growth, economic growth. The GDP is touching 7.4% now, and the expectation is there, the forecast is there next year, it's going to touch around 8%. So one side, GDP is growing, then other side, by 2025, the population will be touching 1.5 billion. The population is not the key. The key is the workforce. Out of this 1.5 billion people, 30% of the population will be the young population who can give their services in these industries. Like it will be median age will be around 29 years old. So that's we are targeting the young population. And given the current government is very aggressive about these foreign investments to come to India, especially in the manufacturing sector, so this is the opportunity in India.
If we consider in the future, like 10 to 20 years, where is the major growth we are going to bring up globally? We'll consider India will be the market. And since this is a market that's traveled by Taiwanese companies, so if we like to seek the future 10 to 20 years growth globally, then India is the best choice to start with.
So based on that, how is your project going to help Taiwanese companies enter the India market?
See, right now, the central government and different state governments are offering a lot of incentives. Incentives in terms of their fiscal incentives, their subsidies, there are some exemptions. And especially on the industry which Taiwan is having a strength, like IT industry, electronic manufacturing industry, EMS companies, biotech and other textiles, and also the machinery. So all these sectors are actually under Make in India initiative. There are total 25 sectors have been identified, and out of these 25 sectors, 5 to 6 sectors are Taiwan key strength. So looking at these key sectors which Taiwan can get this incentive from the state government and the central government, so there are a lot of incentives to attract these investments into India. Given this, so they can have this chance of enjoying all these incentives available by the government.
We would like to set up this park as the first industrial cluster for Taiwanese particularly. And as we can see it, if the Taiwanese company would like to go to like Southeast Asia, those countries are having all these overseas Chinese have already built their society and their social connection is perfect for them. But it's not a scenario happening in India. So when Taiwanese company has to come to India doing business, actually a lot of connection or local knowledge has to be acquired. And as I just mentioned, we'd like to become the first cluster in India. Then we're going to provide all these connections helping all these Taiwanese companies to set up their operation there. That will be the first step for them to self-lending in India, this foreign market.
If we talk about the electronic sector in India, there's a big gap between the demand and supply. Like if we talk about the manufacturing point, so currently the entire electronic products are imported. So 65% of the electronic goods are imported in India. So this shows there is a huge dependency on import. And to make this gap smaller, the Indian government is targeting to have a local manufacturing base for these Taiwanese companies. So to attract this, of course, they are offering a lot of incentives and other fiscal benefits. But by 2020, this market will be touching around $400 billion. So you can check the size is very huge. So this shows a lot of opportunities like for mobile phones, flat panel display TVs, notebooks, desktops, digital cameras. If I talk about these products, Taiwan is known for this manufacturing of these products. There is an opportunity in India for this kind of products in India.
Well, you just mentioned consumer electronics.
Consumer electronics, exactly.
What other industries would you say are most suitable for your park project?
Yeah, it can be either. You see, there will be biotech, medical devices, electronic vehicles for automotive also, because Bangalore is already a well-developed automobile cluster. Toyota being there, there are other Hyundai, and there's TVS, and there are other big famous Japanese companies around Bangalore.
All right, and what kind of services could a Taiwanese company expect to get from CDC's TIIP project?
Well, we, just like I mentioned, would like to build this cluster to help all these Taiwanese companies to land in their operations in this park. So starting from like setting up a company, providing the legal service to them, and later on to help them to do the marketing research and the recruitment of their staff, and later on they might have the tax issues to encounter. So we are going to provide all this one-stop service for them, so they will just come here and start their maybe marketing and also doing their manufacturing over our site. They don't have to worry about all these business environment, so they can have a faster track to set up their operations.
Taiwanese companies know that there is a huge potential and future lying in Indian market, but at the same time, they are not familiar with the entire business environment there.
Uh-huh.
So to make these things easy, CDC is going to offer what Patrick mentioned is one-stop solution under one roof that we are going to ease to give them this all this consultation services regarding the tax structure, how to enter into the market, set up the company, and what are the incentives available, and other things as well which are related to the market and the industry. So we are going to give the services under our park to all of the tenants which are looking to come to India.
We've been chatting with the Vice President and Project Manager of CDC India, Patrick Wu and Manoj Kriplani. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedules to join me on the air today.
Thank you, Harry, and thanks to everyone.
And that's it for this week's installment of Looking South. I'm Eric Gao. See you again next week.